that this shall be no grief unto thee, nor offence of heart unto my Lord, either that thou hast shed blood causeless, or that my Lord hath avenged himself. But when the Lord shall have dealt well with my Lord, then remember thine handmaid. And he shall be for a sanctuary, but for a stone of stumbling, and for a rock of offence to both the houses of Israel, for a gin and for a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. I will go and return to my place till they acknowledge their offence and seek my face. In their affliction they will seek me early. But he turned and said unto Peter, Get thee behind me, Satan. Thou art an offence unto me, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men. Woe unto the world because of offences, for it must needs be that offences come, but woe to that man by whom the offence cometh. And herein do I exercise myself, to have always a conscience void of offence toward God and toward men. But not as the offence, so also is the free gift. For if through the offence of one many be made dead, much more the grace of God, and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. For if by one man's offence death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by the offence of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. Moreover, the law entered, that the offence might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. It is written, Behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone and rock of offence, and whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For meat destroy not the work of God. All things indeed are pure, but it is evil for that man who eateth with offence. Give none offence, neither to the Jews, nor to the Gentiles, nor to the church of God, giving no offence in anything, that the ministry be not blamed. Have I committed an offence in abasing myself, that ye might be exalted, because I have preached to you the gospel of God freely? And I, brethren, if I yet preach circumcision, why do I yet suffer persecution? Then is the offence of the cross ceased. That ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offence till the day of Christ, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offence, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed.